This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Solar power is becoming cheaper and more accessible nationwide, but in Alabama, residents face a hurdle. The state's largest utility charges a reservation fee to customers with solar panels. Advocates say the fee is unfair, but Alabama power officials want to increase the amount. Thursday, state regulators will hold a public hearing on the issue. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
Paul Freeman is a salesman at Eagle Solar and Light. It's a solar installation company based in Birmingham.
So this is a small warehouse with solar panels, a few inverters, and charge controllers that we use for our customers.
About 90% of Eagle Solar's customers are commercial clients, like banks or manufacturers. But Freeman says they also get calls from residents who are thinking about installing solar panels.
Most folks that call us are very interested in reducing their power bill. Once they find out that the Alabama Power Company has this reservation fee that ends up consuming about 40 to 50% of their savings per month, it makes it a difficult choice for them.
And he says they often choose not to go with solar. Alabama Power started charging this solar reservation fee a few years ago. It's $5 a month per kilowatt capacity. So for the average homeowner who might install a 5-kilowatt system, that means a $25 monthly charge on top of the regular fees that all customers pay the utility provider. Alabama Power officials say this covers the cost of maintaining backup electricity that solar users need on a rainy day. But environmental advocates aren't buying it. Keith Johnston is an attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center.
We contend that there's no need for a backup charge, that the charge as it is unjust, unreasonable, and against the public interest.
Johnston and others want the Alabama Public Service Commission, the agency that regulates utilities, to eliminate the fee. Environmental groups filed a complaint with the commission last year. But Alabama Power officials say the charge is fair, and they want to increase it from $5 per kilowatt capacity to $5.42. Sean Gallagher is vice president of state affairs for SEIA, the National Solar Trade Association. He says most states don't impose this kind of fee.
That's pretty regressive, and it's in fact not common because regulators in almost every state where this kind of proposal has come up has rejected it.
He says a growing number of states encourage solar investment with tax breaks and other incentives, but not Alabama, Gallagher says.
Alabama stands near the bottom of installations in the U.S. on a state-by-state basis.
That's pretty clear to the folks at Eagle Solar and Light. Sam Yates is the owner. He says in addition to Alabama, the company installs systems in Georgia and North Carolina. Both those states rank nationally in the top 10 for solar installations.
So it's not a matter of the Southeast not getting enough sun, is a matter of the regulatory policy here.
At this week's public hearing, the Alabama Public Service Commission will hear testimony from those who support and oppose the solar backup fee. Officials say they'll consider the arguments and issue a decision at a later date. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
The Southern Environmental Law Center is a program sponsor of WBHM, although our business and news departments operate independently.